But my grandma read the Phoenix from the front page to the back. She read the editorials and the Farmer's Almanac. And one day she saw a headline that filled her heart with fear. She said, "Well, they're damming the river. They're gonna move us out of here." Now my granddad's name was Will. He was a farmer by trade. He grew soybeans and a cotton crop for what living that he made. You know, he always paid his taxes, and he tried to do what's right, and raised up 8 strong children on that little bottom land site. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River. They're gonna build themselves a lake. They're gonna dam the South Canadian, whatever else it takes. They're gonna bring in here some tourists. They're gonna make themselves some bucks. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River and dam the farmer's luck. Well, my granddad thought it over, and next time he went to town, he went to see the lawyer Milam King. He thought the smartest man around. Well, Milam said, "Well, you can't fight them. The result will be the same. Either sell your land or they'll take it, and they call that eminent domain." And then they had a meeting in Shakota on one hot July day, and there was men there from the government to say what the government had to say. Well, my granddad listened patiently, but it was more than he could hear. He said, "Leave the rivers alone, boys, and dam the Corps of Engineers. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River. They're gonna build themselves a lake. They're gonna dam the South Canadian, whatever else it takes. They're gonna bring in here some tourists. They're gonna make themselves some bucks. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River and dam the farmer's luck." Well, my granddad had his doubts, but you know old Milam King was right. You can't fight the rising water. You can't fight the government's might. And so they packed up their belongings, and they moved to higher ground. And the water took that bottom land for many miles around. And when the dam was all completed, and the locks were closed up tight, they built a little podium and shot fireworks off that night. Well, there were many speeches given and dignitaries all around. Governor Bellman and Carl Alvin, even LBJ, came to town. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River. They're gonna build themselves a lake. They're gonna dam the South Canadian, whatever else it takes. They're gonna bring in here some tourists. They're gonna make themselves some bucks. They're gonna dam the Deep Fork River and dam the farmer's luck. Well, you don't know nothing about farming. You don't know nothing about soil. You live up there in Tulsa, and you make your living off of oil. But you're starved for entertainment, pressure you can't take. So you load the wife and kids in the RV and head out for the lake. And now you kick back in your lawn chair. You got steaks on a propane grill, a hard day of water skiing, and other water thrills. But down there beneath the surface, stories longing to be told about cotton fields and bottom land and the home place that was sold. They're gonna dam the deep fork of river. They're gonna build themselves a lake. They're gonna dam the South Canadian, whatever else it takes. They're gonna bring in here some tourists. They're gonna make themselves some bucks. They're gonna dam the deep fork of river and dam the farmer's luck. They're gonna dam the deep fork of river, dam the farmer's luck.